Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, it was kind of an interesting week for working class Americans. Some new rules finalized, and we want to talk about a couple of them this morning with Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, this overtime eligibility thing, could you explain that to us?
Yes. So here's the way that this kind of, the easy way to explain this, because this gets in the weeds kind of quickly.
Yeah.
So this will affect millions of salaried workers. Normally, when we think of overtime, we think, you know, hourly workers, because under federal law, nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week. Many salaried workers are exempt from that. So starting July 1st, according to this new rule from the Biden administration, employers will be required to pay overtime to salaried workers who make less than $43,888 a year. There is already a cap in place that is about $35,000 a year. So any $35,000 and below, certain jobs can get, certain salaried jobs can get overtime. This raises that cap to $43,888 that starts July 1st. Then in 2025, the cap will go up to about $58,000 a year. So it's going to dramatically increase over the next, you know, several months for salaried workers. Now, there are caveats to who, you know, that covers as far as salaried workers. It also, by the way, there's expands overtime for some highly paid workers. The current threshold for that is more than $107,000. Increasing, that's a year, increasing to about $132,000 also on July 1st. But like I said, there's you know, some caveats in here. There are, I'm trying to get down to the information because I've got a lot of notes in front of me. I know teachers are not in that category. I believe doctors and lawyers are also not in that category as far as the ones who would, you know, be getting the overtime. That's, you know, like I said, this is a new thing from the Labor Department. Also, we found out yesterday that there's a new rule regarding non-compete. Day before yesterday, I remember we got a push notification about this Federal Trade Commission vote that they voted to ban non-compete agreements. Those are, of course, the agreements that keep millions of workers from leaving their jobs to go join a competitor or start their own business or whatever for a specific length of time, like, you know, 6 months, a year, you know, 2 years, whatever it is. That is also already being challenged in court. So that's, you know, it is very likely that the overtime thing is also going to get a legal challenge too.
I've had one of those in the past, or maybe even a couple, and talked to an attorney about it. I said, nothing you can do about it. Just don't go to work there. But
yes. Yes, Exactly.
And I have
and a lot of jobs will keep you from being, you can't work in that industry within a 50-mile radius.
Right, right.
At least some of them do. I know you're exactly right about that. And, you know, this is one of those things that I didn't realize this was under consideration. There may be a lot of people that didn't either. There are also people who may be under a non-compete that they don't realize they're under a non-compete. A lot of folks think, okay, non-compete, well, that applies to, you know, high-level executives,
nope.
People in tech companies, you know, presidents of companies and whatnot. Not necessarily. There are a lot of lower-level workers who are subject to non-compete. And there are people who may be under one who do not realize it until they quit their job, go to work for a competitor, and their old job says, oh, by the way, you can't do that. I'm going to sue you. And then they lose the new job.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us and explaining some of this for us. We appreciate that. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers this morning with a couple of rule changes. I don't know who they impact, whether it's just large companies or small, but we didn't get that far into it. All right. I'm sure it'll be helpful. 8:18, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is, again, time for sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, let's take a look at the 89th annual National Football League Draft, a three-day event that begins tonight in Detroit with the first round of all the NFL teams drafting their first players, the next crop of youngsters on the roster. The Kansas City Chiefs, of course, won the Super Bowl, so they get the absolute final pick, number 32 overall in the first round. And here's Chiefs general manager, Brett Veach.
I think the draft in general has some positional depth, although it is funny when we're looking at the numbers and the general consensus is this is a deep O-line class, or this is a deep D-line class or what have you. It's not necessarily true for us, I think, sometimes, because like for the tackle position, I think once you get past like pick 35 or 40, most of those guys are gone. So if you're picking in the top 10, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking in the top 15, it's a great offensive line class. If you're picking 32 and 64, you got a shot maybe here or there.
The newest batch of NFL talent will be selected tonight in Detroit. It's the first round of the NFL draft. The first pick belongs to the Chicago Bears. Several quarterbacks expected to get drafted early, from USC's Caleb Williams and LSU's Jaden Daniels to Michigan's J.J. McCarthy and North Carolina's Drake May. While the spotlight shines brightest on the first round of the draft, NFL fans know the best players can be picked at any point. 2 years ago, the final pick of the draft, 262nd player selected, quarterback Brock Purdy, became a Pro Bowler for the 49ers who just played in the Super Bowl. In the 2000 draft, there were 198 players picked before the Patriots selected Tom Brady. The first round of the draft begins 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Jared Max, Fox News.
And round one of the NFL draft, you can listen to it all live at 7 o'clock tonight, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Major League Baseball for the Kansas City Royals last night at home at Kauffman Stadium, hosting the Toronto Blue Jays. The Royals got some nice runs early. The call on KFH.
Not want to pull it into a double play. Think opposite field.
Line, base hit left field.
Or hit it hard to the left side. That split finger stayed up. 109 exit velo. He gets underneath that. That's a se fue la bola.
Yeah, Salvador Perez driving in an early run. He was on base three times last night. He's got a 408 on base percentage. The Royals scored a couple of runs early and led the whole way. Pitching held up for a 3-2 win. That was the same score Tuesday night, too. 3-2, 3-2. Back-to-back wins for the Royals as five pitchers combined on a six-hitter. The Royals and the Blue Jays wrap up this four-game series, and KC wrapping up a week-long homestand. It's an afternoon game today, 1 o'clock up at Kauffman Stadium. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals right now, even though it's not even into May yet, they do have a one-game lead for a wild card spot. Good play so far here in the month of April for the Royals. And in junior college softball, 13th-ranked Butler Community College with two more wins didn't even allow a run in El Dorado yesterday, sweeping Colby 2-0 and 5-0. Butler softball team ranked 13th in the nation, and they are now 42-8 on the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. What are America's enemies thinking? That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.